Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and call a neighbor, T-Bone, text them, tweet them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And we also have a pastor, Pastor Joseph Rouse, the preachingest man that I know, glory to God. And we thank God for our founder and president and our pastor. And I encourage you on today, if you're looking for someone to mentor you, a life coach, or if you're just looking for someone just to talk to and pray with you, amen, I encourage you to come on and get a bull of the wild team, glory to God. You know, God is moving, I always say it, amen, I know it, but I feel the move of God, so don't miss the move of God. When God calls you into a place, believe me, he has something greater in mind than you could possibly even think of, you know, so come on in and be a partner with us. And in partnering with us, we only ask for $25 or more, and you will be placed on our personal prayer list where you will be prayed for, amen, by a team that don't mind praying for you. You know, we don't mind praying for whatever it is the need may be, glory to God. And I encourage you also to come on in and get in on the ground floor and see what God wants to do. It goes beyond just hearing us on the radio, you know, on our online radio. It goes beyond that. This is ministry, yes, but it goes beyond that. It's a lot that the Without Walls do. Amen, glory to God. So you want to come on in and see what God is doing on Without Walls. The best is yet to come, but I encourage you to join up with this team and see what God wants to take you. Glory to God. And if you move on down, amen, glory to God, you will also get Moments in the Spirit, amen, done by Minister Michelle Wilson, an awesome two-minute clip that would jumpstart your Monday. It'll take you all the way through the end of the week. You can receive it by email. You can receive it on your phone. Amen, glory to God. And you can just continue to play the word. Whenever you're feeling down and out and you feel like you can't get over that hump day, just go ahead and play that word, amen, and it'll take you right on through that Friday, glory to God. And then, you know, Saturday and Sunday, it's time for you to refuel up again, and you'll get another word, my God, my God. So sometimes one word is all it takes, glory to God, that will help you, amen, along the way, glory to God. And if you move on down, amen, on Tuesday, we have one word from the Lord that's done by apostle and pastor themselves. Glory to God. It's an awesome, awesome show. Amen. And if you have been missing it, you can go back and listen to it on demand. But, you know, you want to get in on the ground floor. Go ahead and call in and hear what the Lord is saying. You know, they also take prayer requests also. All you have to do is come and press the one, and they will bring you in for prayer at the beginning of the show. I encourage you to come on in and get your prayer needs met. You know, nothing is too big and nothing is too small. You know, I mean, sometimes you may feel like, well, you know, I don't think I need to pray for this. But if you feel the need that you need to pray for this and you need someone to help you to get your breakthrough, then go ahead and call them up. Amen. And tell them what you want. Press the one so they can bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. Amen. And the show comes on every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I encourage you again to come on in. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Faith Come By Hearing with none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, an awesome woman of God who can pray the house down. She don't play. Amen. Glory to God. She can break some stuff off you. All you got to do is you call in and listen. And if you have a prayer request, you can also press the one, and they'll bring you in and get your prayer needs met. You know, a lot of times, you know, you say, I'm waiting on my season. Well, this is your season right here. Whenever we're telling you to come on and press the one and come on in, you know, and get your prayer needs met. Glory to God. And she did an awesome job on yesterday. If you missed it, you can go back on demand and hear it. And her show comes on 2 p.m. Central Standard Time every Saturday. And she will pray for you. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and hear what the Lord is saying. And if you move on down just a little bit further, you have the Hour of Power on Sunday. Glory to God. and that I do the first 30 minutes, Prophetess Prophetic Corner, Prophetess Martha Williams, do the first 30 minutes, say amen, glory to God, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then the next 30 minutes is done by Minister Elaine Jackson, amen, glory to God, at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I encourage you, amen, to keep all these announcements in mind. And if you have any doubt, hey, just go to Facebook. I know I hear you. Well, I don't have Facebook page. Yeah. Well, if you have any doubt, I'm sure you can ask someone, glory to God, that listens, and they'll tell you what time the shows come on. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we don't want you to be left out. This ain't the season to leave anybody out. You know, God wants everybody connected to a body. Glory to God. Not in our physical body, but to the spiritual body, to the spiritual things of God. Because to see God move in a mighty way, you got to be connected. You got to be connected to the move of God. You got to be connected to the Spirit of God. So I encourage you to come on in and be connected to the Spirit of God. And I don't want to leave our midweek manna. It may be midday manna. It may be mid-Monday manna. Glory to God. Whatever manna it is, it's fresh from on high. I can guarantee you it's an awesome, amen, awesome, awesome. You know, when he fed them from manna on high, that's the kind of manna I'm talking about, glory to God. It's an awesome, awesome clip that you will also get, amen, from none other than our apostle, Yvonne, glory to God. Wow, amen. It's an awesome clip, amen, that you will also receive as you become partnering with us. And we're not going to ever leave our pastor out because we're looking to hear from him on the matter, glory to God. Not the matter, but the manner, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and see what God is doing. Now, with all those announcements in mind, everybody opens up for prayer on the line, so, you know, you can press the 1 and come on in for prayer and get your prayer needs met. Glory to God. And you can also go on Facebook and you can inbox Minister Elaine and she'll pray for you. Send her your prayer request and she will get back with you there. Glory to God. Now, with all those announcements in mind, and if you missed anything, glory to God, it's okay. You can find it online, or you can go and ask somebody, or we have Google numbers, amen, that should be posted, amen, probably online, and some online, glory to God, and you can message us, messenger, do the messenger online also, and get in contact with us. Because we don't want anybody left out in this season. Whatever he's doing in this season is ask God, don't do it without me. Glory to God. Now let's go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, God, for everything that you do, oh God. We thank you that you are an on-time God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to let those that have hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God, in this season, God. Whatever you're doing, Lord God, don't do it without him, oh God. Father God, let flesh get out of the way, Lord God, and let the spirit of fear, Lord God, be bound up in chain and cast into the sea in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them not fear, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to come on and ride the gospel train to see where you want to take them, where no man has took them before, oh God, because you're doing a new thing and we're in a new season, oh God. Oh, my God, we're in a season where we have to pray fervently, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Not come this prayer short, but pray fervently all the time. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, in your son Jesus' name, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to take care of those, Lord God, who are in the storm, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you're the storm keeper, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, all those things might have happened, but nothing catches you by surprise, oh God. Lord, we ask that you, Lord, send everything that they need, God. We know, Lord God, that you are the one, Lord God, that can meet every need. And we ask you, Lord God, on today to meet every need, not just for a day, not just for an hour, but to continue with, Lord God, their needs, God, be met. Oh, my God, until they find stabilization, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that need housing, God. Oh, my God. We ask you, Lord God, to give them housing. Those that need cars, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to give them cars. Those, Lord God, that lost loved ones, God. Give them peace through the situation, oh, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Those that are hurting, Lord, we know you can heal them, God, because you are the healer, God. You are their El Shaddai. You're all that they need and all that you need them to be, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and glory to God. Amen, amen. We'll go ahead and ask you to turn to Matthew chapter 8. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, there's someone that's trying to figure out some stuff. Say, Lord, are you real? Well, let me just help you out. Amen. Glory to God. You got to know your word. When you read your word, the word of God, you know God is real. Glory to God. We didn't come over here on no Mayflower ship. My God. God, we were created by God. Glory to God. Go back to the book, amen, the book of Genesis, glory to God, and see that we were created. Hallelujah. We were created for God's purpose, you know. So here's what I say to you. If you don't know if he's real or not, glory to God, you need to get up under some teaching so they can teach you what God is all about and teach you, amen, hallelujah, what you were created for. We were created here to praise God. Yes, God is real. Nothing just happened, glory to God. You ain't just a happenstance, glory to God, hallelujah. You ain't just circumstances, glory to God. You were placed here to created, amen, to praise the Lord, our God. We were created to do God's will here on this earth, glory to God. So if you don't know if it's real or not, glory to God, get up under some good teaching, amen, and read your Bible and go to Bible study and allow God to move in your life. Well, God can fix everything that's wrong. The older people used to say, he'll fix all your ailments, glory to God. And that's who he is. We serve a supernatural God, glory to God. And he operates in the supernatural, glory to God. So, yes, he's real. He is real, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody tell you anything otherwise that God ain't real. God is real. Glory to God. And you believe that Jesus died on the cross. My God, my God. He gave his only son on the cross for you and I. Hallelujah. You got to know that you know that you know. You know, way back in the day, amen, this ain't my sermon, but we're going to go here for a minute, glory to God. You know, they used to teach, amen, about the cross and the blood and how Jesus, you know, wore all the stripes across his back, amen, every sin that we have committed and everything, glory to God. Know that he is real, glory to God. And what they said was true, you know, back in that day, glory to God. That's where the truth came from, glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, to get in a church and believe who God is, and believe what he'll do, and believe what he says in his word. But you got to read it and create a fellowship with Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Fellowship with it. Glory to God. So he can tell you for yourself, amen, glory to God, who he is through his word and through your fellowship. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and get into Matthew chapter 8. Hallelujah. We're going to start at the first verse. Amen. And I entitled this message today, we're going to title it, hallelujah, Jesus is, amen, a healer. Yes, he is. Glory to God. Jesus is a healer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When he was come down from the mountains, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. So you know what? Amen. He said, Lord, if thou wilt, make me clean. See, he knew. Amen. He had already been in his presence. He had already heard about him, you know, glory to God. And he knew that he could heal it. So he said, you know, if thou wilt, make me clean. He was a leper. Let's see what happens. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean, and immediately his leprosy was clean. You see, just think about it. You know, sometimes people say, well, I pray, but I ain't got healed yet, glory to God. You know, it's according to your faith, glory to God, whether you get healed or not. You see, he knew who Jesus was. You got to have faith and believe that whenever God touched you, amen, he will heal you, glory to God. He'll heal everything about you, amen. He said, make me clean if it's thy will. But see, he knew who he was. He said, if it's your will, And here's his will, that all shall have life, amen, and have abundant life. And here's his will, that all be healed, healthy, and whole. But according to your will, are you, glory to God, got the faith on the inside of you to believe who Jesus is? That's the thing, glory to God. You said, Lord, help me, Lord God, with my unbelief. Help me, Lord God, with the doubt that I have in me. Help me, Lord. You know, sometimes you have to just call on the Lord and say, Lord, it's me. It's me standing here, Lord. It's Prophetess Martha, Lord God. You have to go ahead and give it to him, glory to God, and tell him who it really is, hallelujah. Don't go and say, well, Lord, fix Sarah over there. Yeah, it's Sarah here, Sarah. Glory to God, it's me, Lord. Lord, help me with my doubt and my unbelief, because I know, Lord God, that you can heal, Lord. So help me, Lord God, wherever I got the doubt on the inside, God, help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus, help me, Lord. Let's move on down just a little bit further. And Jesus said unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. You see, he told him to go. Don't tell nobody about it. Just go, glory to God. You know, and Jesus was operating under the commandments of Moses, glory to God. He didn't go in there, amen, trying to, he knew who he was. Jesus knew who he was, but he didn't go in there throwing his weight around with, you know what, I heal. No, he said, go and show yourself to the priest first, because they were under the law. So they were under the law. That was the law of Moses. So he had to go and show himself to the priest first so they can decree and declare if he was clean or not, glory to God. You know, he just couldn't go spread it around that I done healed, I done set free, I done did what I needed to do. No, go show yourself to the priest first and take the offering that you were supposed to take that was commanded by Moses. And so, in other words, they were living under the law, so he was going according to what he told him to do under the law. He had to go by the law. So, you see, ain't it something, you know, how we down here on this earth and we don't want to abide by the laws of the land, glory to God. We said, well, all right, you know, I'm going to go ahead and speed, you know, that's all right, God's going to take care of it. I will go into God's house. No, he told you, glory to God, to abide by the law of this land, glory to God. If you ain't got no business speeding, I know you're on your way to God's house, but guess what? You need to leave time enough to get there, glory to God. You need to make sure you lay your clothes out at night, use some wisdom, and if it ain't worth it, lay two or three suits out, glory to God. And if you're late for work, glory to God, understand, lay what you need out, glory to God, and get ready for your next day. No, don't say, well, Lord, I was speeding, I was trying to get to work, Lord, they want me there on time. No, that ain't the way you go. He said, obey the law, glory to God. So you don't really have no business speeding, glory to God. Amen. See, Jesus said that Jesus obeyed. Amen. Down here, glory to God. And he knew who he was. He did. But he obeyed the law of Moses. Hallelujah. So come on now. You know, come on. Let's do some practical things so we can be where God wants us to be. You know, sometimes we read the Word of God and we say, oh, yeah, Lord, I'm meditating on it. Lord, you're meditating on doing the right thing. You know, glory to God. I think you're just reading it just to read over it sometimes and just to say, well, you know, I already used the Word. Yeah. But are you doing what the Word is saying? Let's move on down. Glory to God. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him. In other words, there came a centurion looking for him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Let's read on down 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. See, he knew he had already heard how Jesus had healed that leper. The leper. He had already heard about it. So he believed in Christ. He did. Amen. So, you know, he said, oh, you ain't got to come. That ain't that something. He just said the word. That's what I said, like one word from the Lord. Glory to God. See, you can come and get that one word on Tuesday night. It may heal your soul. It'll heal whatever you wanted to heal on the inside of you. So come on and get that word on Tuesday night. You see right here? He said, no, you ain't got to come. Sometimes you could just send the word, you know, and be healed. It can go out over the airways and the highways in the byway and heal. It said the word will do that it set out to do once it's released. For because you see right here, he said, you ain't got to come. Don't come. Don't come over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, don't come. He said, just send the word, and I know he'll be healed. See, he believed in Jesus, glory to God, because he had heard about how he cleansed that leper. So guess what? Amen. You can think about it. His faith was up to the level, glory to God, where it should have been, because he told him, just send the word, and it'll heal him over there. See, you got to care about people enough, glory to God. See, he was a captain, glory to God. Just think about it. You know who he was, glory to God. And you know, he really could have just went ahead and, you know, let's say, put him out of misery. But you know what? He cared enough about people because, amen, he heard about how Jesus healed that leper. He cared enough about people to want his soldier healed, glory to God. Now, understand, that's where you come in at. You got to care enough about people to want to pray for them, to want to get them healed. There may be some that even do you wrong, glory to God. Well, if they will let you pray, then you just ask them to do your mind and I pray. If they say yes, then you lay down the prayer. But if they say no, then you go ahead, take your peace with you, and keep on stepping. Keep on stepping, glory to God. You can't force it on nobody. If they say yeah, then they receive it, then do it. But if they don't, then amen, just keep on stepping, glory to God. Let's read down on 9 here for a minute. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he do that. So see, amen, he could tell them whatever they wanted, he wanted them to do, and they had to do it. So you understand, glory to God. He knew, amen. He knew who he was, too, also. He knew. He cared enough about people to want to see his servant healed, to see his soldier healed. So we got to care enough about people. You can't give them little cute prayers. Well, you say, well, amen, you know, God healing, you know, amen, he heard you just healing. No, you got to pray for him, for him, her, whoever, just like you would pray for some of your own people. But you know, sometimes that don't happen, glory to God. You don't just send the word, amen, like you would pray for somebody in your family. You know, you'll say, well, Lord, heal them. Yes, God, heal them. You know, you can ask God to heal them, amen, glory to God, wherever they hurt. Lord, heal them and make them whole, Lord. You know, they may not never come back and say, well, you know what, I thank you for praying for me, but it's okay. Just know that you're doing what you need to do by the word of God, glory to God. You know, you see, that centurion, he had enough faith, amen, to believe that all Jesus had to do was speak the word. You know, sometimes the word has only got to be spoken, hallelujah, even on the airways, hallelujah. When the word come forth to heal her, when the word come forth to deliver her, when the word come forth to set you free, good God Almighty, hallelujah. But you got to be able to listen. You got to learn how to tap into the word when it being spoken. It don't matter who it come from. It don't matter if it come, amen, hallelujah, from whoever, amen, on the broadcast. As long as you know, hallelujah, that they living right, they doing right, hallelujah. Then when the word is spoken, you're receiving. A lot of times I believe, because people don't get healed. If they don't receive the word and who it's coming from, it don't matter, hallelujah. Just think about it. I was thinking about it the other day. I said, you know what, Lord, that, you know, you hear people say, well, you know, they talk about, you know, women, preachers and all that. I ain't going to get into all that, glory to God. But you know what, hallelujah, they don't know, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just think about it. If you use a donkey, you can use anybody. You can use a dog. You can use a rabbit. You can use a goat, whatever you want to use. It's up to you, because you made all this and you created all this. So it don't matter, hallelujah, if the word is spoken and you know it's a true word, God, hallelujah, and it's coming from true men and women of God. You better learn how to receive it, hallelujah. You better learn how to receive, hallelujah, when they want to pray for you, because you may not, other people want to pray for you, hallelujah. You may not be able to reach the pastor. You may not be able to reach the deacon, hallelujah. It may be just a lay member, hallelujah. It doesn't matter, because we are all God's servants, hallelujah. So don't miss out on your assignment. Pinpoint where you want your word to come from, hallelujah. Just know that you know that you know that God will send you a word, and he sends a right now word. You see, in the word of God here, as I was reading, it said immediately these people got healed. Immediately, hallelujah, the lepers was cleansed, hallelujah. Immediately, that means right now, hallelujah, not later, hallelujah. As soon as the word is released, hallelujah, that's why I believe, hallelujah. Sometimes people don't get healed right then because you don't believe the word. It's all depending on who it's coming from. You think it got to come, amen, from someone else, hallelujah. But it don't matter who God was sending. a child, hallelujah, to come to you, hallelujah. You better receive that word because God can use this, hallelujah. So, you don't get caught up in who bringing the word. Just know that when they bring it, hallelujah, you receive it and receive your healing. Because guess what? Amen, hallelujah. It's up to you. It's according to your faith. So be it unto you, hallelujah. Where your faith lies, hallelujah. If you don't receive it, you're going to receive it, hallelujah. And it ain't your ain't, glory to God. If you want to keep wearing the sickness, then wear it, glory to God. Because you know what? He sent your word, and you missed it. So don't miss what God is doing in this season. God is pulling, hallelujah, his people, hallelujah, to the forefront. You know, I was saying it the other day. I said, well, Lord, every time I turn around, Lord, I was going to a place, and I said, well, I said, I'll sit in the back. I'm good with that. He said, I'm trying to pull you out and pull you to the front. And every time you go somewhere, you want to sit in the back. I said, well, Lord, I forgive me. I'm sorry. And when I went to this place, hallelujah, guess what? They walked me straight up to the front row. I said, well, Lord, I said, okay, then. All right. So see, amen, glory to God. So just be careful, hallelujah. When God wants to put you in a place, hallelujah, glory to God, just know that you know. When God is trying to pull you out, hallelujah, of your selfishness, when God's trying to pull you out of that complacency of always wanting a certain place, person to speak to you, always want a certain person, hallelujah, to talk to you, always want a certain person to pray for you, hallelujah, because all they got to do, amen, is release the word. That's what he said, release the word. If it's somebody who's been in prayer, doing right, living right, asking right, talking right, glory to God, all they got to do is release the word, hallelujah. And if they got the word out, then guess what? They're going to release the word. You can tell if they're real or not. Amen, glory to God. You know the fruit, hallelujah. You're going to hit because the street don't talk, hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you, hallelujah, hallelujah, my God, just listen to the word, hallelujah. As the word is being released, receive it from whoever it's coming from, and you know they're right, hallelujah, because you want your immediately healing. You want God to immediately to do some things for you. You want God to immediately, hallelujah, hallelujah, heal, amen, you're everywhere you're hurt. You want God to immediately, hallelujah, deliver you out of that thing that you're in, hallelujah. You want God to immediately, hallelujah. Glory to God. Deal with the situation at hand. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It means immediately after he touched him, he was healed. Hallelujah. It means immediately, hallelujah, when he spoke that word the same hour. Hey, he was healed. Glory to God. So I encourage you, hallelujah. My God, to listen, hallelujah. When someone brings you a word or somebody pray over you, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. I realize everybody can't play, but you know, hallelujah, you don't know. God let you know, hallelujah. He'll tell you when things ain't right, hallelujah, glory to God. And if he said it ain't right, then I just say, get on up and go and leave, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Don't sit hanging around, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. My Lord, he just speak the word, hallelujah, and you can be healed, huh? Healthy and whole, hallelujah, just like Jesus, because he said, God said he made us just a little more than the angels, glory to God. You know, now we got to be able to speak the word, amen, over our children, hallelujah, glory to God. When we go out, we know, hallelujah, that they coming, hallelujah. You know, now times you're taking so lightly. I was listening to somebody, amen, the other day, and they was talking about, you know what, hallelujah, my God, you forget all about praying for your children. You forget all about praying for the children. You know, we live in a time and day now, glory to God, when you got to pray for children. You know, glory to God, and sometimes you may have just a little pain, and you forget to even pray for that little pain that you have. Then it turns into a big pain. Well, guess what? Whenever you feel it, hallelujah, go ahead and pray it then, hallelujah. Release the word on it, glory to God, and then be healed right then, immediately, hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we live in a time now where we have really got to get back to prayer. We have really got to get back, amen, to the things of God, amen. So many times, you know, people have strayed away from the true and living God, strayed away from the things of God, hallelujah. That's why sometimes people don't get healed, hallelujah. You know, they're up the day, down the Mars, and sometimes they feel like a mess, sometimes they don't, glory to God. Well, this ain't no squirrel system here, glory to God, hallelujah. You got to stay on point. Glory to God. This ain't no squirrel system, hallelujah. You got no little squirrels running around? My God, you got to learn how to stay on point. hallelujah, to receive, amen, your healing, to receive what you need from God. Glory to God. He healed a leper. And as soon as he spoke it, amen, he touched him and he was healed. And so the centurion soldier, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. He just spoke and he said, no, you ain't got to go. Just speak it. And that word traveled, hallelujah. That word will come all out of everywhere. It come from North Carolina. It's somebody's friend, hallelujah. If somebody is speaking a word over your life, hallelujah, you ain't got to be right there in the room with them. I learned that, hallelujah. That word will travel all across the nation, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Jesus still here, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. I don't like to leave the show without giving you a chance, amen, to make Jesus Lord. Glory to God. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. God, heal me, Lord. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord, in what you want me to be, oh God. Father God, I repent for all my sins. I believe that Jesus, amen, died on the cross, Lord God, and rose, Lord God, on the third day. And if you said all that, glory to God, welcome to the body of Christ. Oh, you're a blood-washed believer. Hallelujah. My God, get in a Bible-believing church. Begin to read the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God and know who Jesus is. Create fellowship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead on, amen, and get out of here. And I want y'all to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. You can click on her show on Facebook, amen. She got it on Facebook. So go and click on it and let's fill her lines up and see what the Lord is saying, amen, for the next 30 minutes. Glory to God. Amen. For the next 30 minutes of power. Amen. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday.